Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And I'm looking at today's Daily Mirror, Kate Gallagher writing about Brendan O'Carroll. I didn't know that Mrs. Brown's Pies, of course it's on in Ireland and indeed the UK where it's made. It's their mainstay of both BBC and RTE's schedule on Christmas night. But it's also on Christmas night in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, the UK and Ireland, obviously, and parts of the USA. Isn't that incredible? And Brendan O'Carroll will be with us here on Christmas Eve morning in some shape or form, but he will be with us for the 2 hours between 9 and 11 for the Christmas Eve special on Christmas Eve morning next Thursday. Nicole Bourke, Christmas for you. That was a bad blow. What happened, Nicole?
Hello, Joe. Good afternoon.
You came home from work.
Thanks for having me on.
You're a healthcare worker. What happened?
I'm a healthcare worker, Joe, and as part of my job, I'm away every weekend from Friday to Sunday with my work.
Okay.
So I finished up on Sunday as per usual, and I went headed home after my shift, and I went to collect my dog from my sons and partners who kindly look after at the weekend when I'm away.
Right.
So I got the pooch anyway, and we headed home. And I got in the door as usual, done my usual, took the lead off the dog and went into the kitchen. And my daughter was in the kitchen sitting on the sofa. She had just finished a 12-hour shift herself. She was in 10 minutes previous before me.
Okay.
And I just noticed on the couch there was a gift that I had bought and it was taken out of the cardboard packaging as it came in. Now, I didn't think too much about it. I said to my daughter, did she open it, you know? And she said, no, that she thought her little brother might have opened it.
Okay.
And she said when she came in, the light was on. Still not thinking anything of it anyway. I went to put it back in the big box I had under the Christmas tree, which had all the grandchildren's Christmas gifts in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the box was empty. And then a sick feeling started to creep up inside me. But still, it didn't hit me, Joe. You know yourself.
Yeah.
I went into the sitting room. Sorry, Joe.
Okay.
Went into the sitting room.
Yeah.
And where the television was just a big blank wall. And then it hit me that the house had been broken into.
And ransacked and stuff robbed.
Yeah, all the grandkids' gifts, the television off the wall.
Oh,
and,
God.
What really got to me the most was the grandkids' presents. But, Joe, I'm not here to tell a tale of woe, to be honest.
Okay,
because what happened after that was amazing.
Right.
I really went down in spirits, to be honest with you, for a couple of days, lost faith in humanity, as you can well understand.
Yeah.
But the generosity and the goodwill and the beautiful people that came up for me, just my heart is overwhelmed with joy and gratitude for each and every one of them.
Because you got a knock on the door a few days later.
I got a knock on the door a few days later and I had the dog in my hand and my neighbour was standing there and she had bags in her hand and she said, look, you'll need two hands for this, okay? So I put the dog into the sitting room and she said that she had a whip around of the neighbours and they'd all got together. And they'd given me money, gifts for the children, perfume for myself, sweets and Christmassy things. And I was just blown away. Really was, you know.
And Nicole, what I'm worried about, did they know that your shift on the front line goes for a 3-day spell? We had someone on last week who had that as well, that you're gone from the house for a number of days.
Well, obviously they must have been surveilling the place, you know.
Yeah.
And a few houses were done around the area as well. So, but the main focus of this phone call is to not give them too much.
Yeah,
you
good
know,
stuff. Yeah, you're right.
You know, I want to get the message across about positivity and the goodness and kindness of people.
Right.
My family, my friends. I just wanted to ring up and thank each and every one of them. My sick mother, who's a hard-working lady, coming up and cooking me dinners, making sure I was okay. My auntie, my neighbours, a family I work for during the week as well, had a whip around for me, and I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart.
Well done. Well said. Well said. What were you fixed over Christmas work-wise, Nicole?
Well, I have the Christmas off, thank God.
Great.
You know, I'm going to have a good one because this, you know, things like this either make you or break you, and you can focus on the negativity. But no, this is a very positive thing that happened for me, you know.
Of course.
And I just wanted to thank all them beautiful, wonderful people.
Okay, but your dog? What type of dog have you got?
They wouldn't have got in if my dog was there. Let me tell you that. She's a big German Shepherd.
Wow.
But she gets dog sat at the weekends from my son and his partner, so they kindly look after her so I can go to work. But they wouldn't have got in that house if she was there.
Yeah. You know, so. Okay, Nicole, that's something good came out of something bad. Yeah. Okay.
It's a positive message.
We had a lot of them yesterday. A great reminder. Nicole Burke, thank you for your great work. And thank you for making sure that good message goes out today. That's Nicole Burke, 51551 Marchant.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.